Good morning, Mayor, councilors. Thank you for the time to bring this up once again. First of all, for any big project such as the Sullivan's Gulch Bridge, there is a cause and effect. When planning something of that size, of transportation, it does cause other corridors to be created. Okay, and safe corridors are the ultimate goal here for our committee, the Sullivan's Gulch Trail Committee, that we are now calling a Rose Corridor to Gorge Trail Committee. Okay, and there needs to be a will within the city in order to do this. We thought we created that will through this document that was signed and approved by the council in 2012. So here we are again, having to get these petitions going to ask the city council again to direct your staff to get on this. Right now they're planning a bridge across the I-84 that will not allow ADA approval of the Sullivan's Gulch core connection to the bridge. That's major. When you can't have that, then it has to be a bike-only proposition. And I'm okay with that, but I don't know if the community is, okay? You only get a 6% gradation from the point at 7th down to underneath the MLK and Grand Avenue highways. What's needed is a 5% grade, okay? By locating the bridgehead on 7th prevents enough distance for that grade to be lessened, okay? If it was on 8th or 9th, which we suggested, there wouldn't be a problem. Number two, PBOT's going ahead with plans to ignore safe crossings at Grand Avenue and Martin Luther King Boulevard via Lloyd Boulevard. I stand here or sit here today so that I can be recorded as a representative of the SG Trail Committee to fully warn the city of Portland of the injury and death potential of these two intersections. Most bicyclists will be traveling west from the SG Bridge to downtown or North Williams and Vancouver or the promenade. Rather than build the SG Bridge and wait for serious injury and lawsuits against the city to occur, the trail needs to go under these two highways as part of the SG Bridge development. And also, if we're talking about congestion pricing, we really need to plan a way in which this regressive tax that's going to be caused has another alternative for people to commute to work. With the North Willamette Greenway going from the Rose Corridor on north to Kelly Point, and also what we're trying to do, get all the way out to Multnomah Falls on this, it will be a clear alternative for bicyclists that come in, as you know, to avoid the congestion on the freeway and the pricing regarding that. And I have a question to the mayor, though. Are you still in control of all the departments?
No.
Okay. So who is in charge of PBOT today?
The gentleman sitting to my left.
Okay.
The council president, no less.
Well, I asked to have a meeting with you, Ted, because I have not been able to get through to Commissioner Saltzman on these two critical issues. So would you be willing to meet on this? Because clearly it's a vision zero concern.
I'll be happy to sit down.
Yeah, because
good. And if you leave me, it looks like you have a document. If you leave that with me now, I'll have a chance to read that in advance as well.
Yeah. Cool. Did you get a copy?
It's on the desk.
Okay.
It is. Okay. Thank you.
If you look at that, there's a comparison between the green loop and what we have provided. Mainly what we have here is something that's been in the planning stages for 75 years versus the green loop, which is only for 3 years. So we really think that this is something, we know this is something that the community really wants. This just took two
Very
hours
good.
To do at the
right.
Intertwine.
Thank
so
you.
So we would really appreciate for
Thank you.
The council to take another look and Very take good. An action on this.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate the time.
Thank you. I'll look
Have
forward to
day.
Our meeting. Next individual, please.